There's a lot of talk about unity and healing in the world right now, but is that really being accomplished, and what is the right way to achieve it? We'll get to that and much more on today's show right here on the ABC Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here with me today. Now, as I said before, we're going to be talking about unity and healing today. This is a lot different than a lot of what's been going on in the world right now, talking about unity and healing. Is unity and healing right? Yes. But is the right kind needed? And the answer to that is also yes. So, I will start by saying that before I started making the notes to this or recording the episode, I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't mention any names. I'm not going to mention any names that are going, believe me, I have a lot going through my head right now, but I'm not going to do that just for the sake of me keeping from ranting. Let's just put it that way. So let's get into it, though. Unity and healing. We need to talk about this. This seems to be a big concern right now out in the world. And so I thought it would be necessary that we bring it to attention and address it as it is. So what is unity and healing? What are these things? Are they needed? We've already established that they're needed, but it's the right kind that's needed. And I'll get to that later today. So number one, let's go ahead and talk about unity. Unity defined in the dictionary is the state of being united or joined as a whole. The state of being united or joined as a whole. So that means that there are many working parts in a variety of different things. The simplest things you think of, the things that we take for granted, there are many working parts in the human body. Even parts of the human body, there are many parts of, such as the eye. The eye is one of those things where it's a miracle in God's creation that is often taken for granted. And the thing about that is that all these working parts need to be in unity to be put to their use. Does that mean that they all do the same thing? No. But it does mean that they all do their job and they all do their job correctly. There are many parts to a car. All of these parts need to work together to be a working car. In other words, not all the parts are going to have the same job. And that's the same thing in society. Not everybody's going to be the same person or do the same thing. Thank God for that. Everybody is different. But the thing is, though, that in order to achieve the best possible world that we can live in, that's going to take work on our part. We're going to need to be unified in our tasks. That doesn't mean, like I said, that we're going to do the same thing. We're not the same person. The saying says no two snowflakes are the same. God makes everybody different, and those differences, they're there. And he has a purpose for every single person in the world, no matter what their personality is, what their job is, what their talents are. God has a place and a purpose for them. And the goal is to, for unity, to find what that purpose is and to do it to the best of the ability of the individual so that way they can make their world better and, of course, bring honor and glory to God. So we see here this. Now, what is the application of unity? I just kind of went into it there a little bit. We will never agree on every single thing talking about in society. We will never agree on every single thing, issue, matter, but we must not let that be a hindrance of living peacefully together. So basically you take the idea that I was just talking about and you can draw these conclusions, these points from it. This does not mean that we force our beliefs on others and vice versa. I've seen a lot, and I'll probably make another episode, another show, so definitely be on the lookout for that, about the cancel culture and why I hate it. I don't like it. It's not right. It's shutting down people that don't believe the same way that you do. And oftentimes it ends in that person maybe getting a little bit of attention for a little bit, as you know, usually people or companies or brands will say, we're canceling this, or certain organizations will be like, we're canceling this, and then it'll come to light, and everybody will be like, no, we're going to buy from it anyway, just because of that. And then, but then after that, it'll die down a little bit because just of general lack of favor. So we don't need to be forcing our beliefs on others. Not everybody's going to believe the same way that we do. And good luck on finding somebody who believes everything point by point, word for word, exactly the way that you do. Also, there should be an effort from everyone to become better than what he is. Look, let me put it this way for you. As human beings, we're never going to be perfect, okay? We're never going to be completely 100% faultless. So it's important, though, that we never stop growing. Because picture it this way. Growing is a forward motion. You are making forward intentional progress. When you stop moving, when you cease to progress, maybe you're just taking a little break for a little bit. Be very careful about that, because then what will happen is you'll start to slide. It's like climbing a mountain. If you stop for long enough, you're not going to be able to just, you know, stand there and hold yourself up. You're going to have to get to somewhere where you can safely get to the top, you know, get to the top where it's flat and you can stand. You're going to start sliding right back down a slippery slope there. If you don't continue to grow for very long, then you're going to start to go backwards, and that's the opposite of what you want. So going forward needs to be happening. There needs to be progress happening. Even though everybody in the world is not going to believe in we're not going to believe in the same things, we still need to be progressing towards what we believe and what can be done better. And also, we can still live peacefully together and be unified in Christ. The thing is that if we all strive to be better, better people, better workers at whatever job we do, better just Christians all along, then we're going to get along better with people, even if we don't necessarily agree with them. There's a verse, I didn't put it in my notes, but the Lord just laid it on my heart. There is a verse that says, basically it says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So basically, even if, you know, you have somebody that doesn't agree with you 100%, if you're looking to please the Lord and you're looking to be growing in Christ, then what's going to be happening is you're still going to have peace with them. Because as you get closer to God, God's ways are of peace. And God loves everybody. Now, am I saying that you're going to agree with them? Once again, no. But that doesn't mean that you have to be rude or nasty to them. Or, as I said before, cancel them. Be on the lookout for an episode on cancel culture. Coffee break, first of many. So, we talked about unity. But we haven't talked about healing yet. And that's next up. Healing. What is the definition of healing? Well, let me give it to you. From the dictionary, healing is the process of making or becoming sound or healthy again. Now, I'm going to stress on that word again. So, we were talking about growth just a second ago, but I think that unity is important to get down first, that we're unified, whether it be as a church, as Christians in general, as a faith, as a country, as the United States of America. Whatever it be, you're going to need to be unified in order for there to be healing. Okay, you can heal on your own, but that's not really going to help you in society. Sure, becoming a better person will help you when you get out there. It better prepares you, but the real progress is to be growing with others. Growing together with others. That's what's going to make those relationships so much better. So healing applied. What's the application of healing? Once we have come together and acknowledged that there is work to be done and progress that we must make, aka what we were just talking about here a second ago with growth, we can work together then and then only, we can work together to accomplish what we set out to do. Okay, so it's important that we not only come together and be like, okay, you know, we have our faults, we have our differences, but we can work through this. Then begins the healing process, the growing process, the second part of what we call unity and healing. There is a way to which we should return, as it is better than our current stage. I see a lot of people, and once again, I know I'm getting kind of into the cancel culture movement here, which I'm going to refrain from, so that way I have some thunder to use for another episode. But I will say that instead of healing, that which We have had, you know, when you heal something, think about this here. I'm gonna kind of drift off topic here for a second, but you'll see where I'm going with this. So when you heal something, let's say you get a cut in your flesh. Say I were to get a cut in my arm, and then that starts to heal. Does that completely, you know, make your arm get cut off? Like, does it separate your arm? It's like, oh, I need a new arm, and then give you a completely new arm? No, that's not what it does. It doesn't take your old arm away and then give you a new arm. It simply heals the part where it was cut. Sure, mistakes were made. Sure, maybe you fell or something. You lost your balance, or you tripped or something. Maybe you fell, and maybe there was a fault there. But that doesn't mean that you need a whole new arm. Healing means that you're going back to which it was before. It was better before. It was complete before. There was no cut there. And that drives me back to the definition: the process of making or becoming sound or healthy again, healing again, something that it was before. Another thing I notice here is that there should be an effort from everyone to become better than what he is. Now, we did talk about this in unity, but this is more of an application to healing, because unity is simply, it's just coming together. It's just realizing that we need to be joined together as a whole. We need to be doing this. We need to be in this together. But the healing is the actual progress, the actual getting better. I just talked about the arm healing. And that is the process. You know, once your body clots the blood, you know, there's an issue there that your body realizes that you're losing blood, and then it's like, okay, well, what do we need to do now? We need to make sure that we're healing now. And so this is exactly what I'm talking about here. There needs to be an effort from everybody to do their part to become better than what he is. We can all be better. Okay, we have never fully arrived. Coffee break number two. We have never fully, per se, arrived to where we need to be. So there should be some sort of effort to become better than what we were. And also, you have to realize that we're never really gonna see perfection. Okay, not in this world. There's another episode that I've been thinking about making soon about utopia. And you know, like I said about cancel culture, about making an episode for that, I don't want to take away all the content that I'll have for that then. But I will say that utopia is not going to be possible in this world. As much as we should try to get to it, we should try to make our world a better place. We should try to make the best of where we are now. We're never going to reach perfection on this planet. I do believe in something greater after this life. Something that's far better than anything we could ever dream of. I do believe in heaven, and that one day I'll be there. But on this earth, no, perfection's not going to happen, and I don't plan on it happening. In fact, I think that people are just going to get worse and worse. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Those of us that want, let me put it this way: there's a picture being painted out there that a lot of people are just dirty, low-down, you know, evil people that don't want any good. I don't believe that. I think that the majority of people are just out there for the good. They want to do good for other people. They don't want to hurt others. They want to do what's good. If they saw somebody that needed help, they would gladly, and in a heartbeat, they would help that person. Why? Because they're good-hearted people. Now, don't get me wrong, there are bad apples in every bunch, but I don't think that should be classified as the majority of people out in the world. I think that a lot of people just have a good heart and that they want to help, but the picture that's wanting to be painted out there is that people are just terrible, they're nasty, they're completely heartless for other people. No. Just because there's imperfections doesn't mean that we're completely, you know, cut off, or we're like so hard-hearted that we won't help anybody. That's not the case at all. But you have to realize that we do have our mistakes, and that there are, scars there for a reason. You know, going back to the cut arm that I talked about earlier, whenever that heals up, it's not going to be the same. Okay, Maybe one day it'll eventually get covered up, you know, and it depends on how bad the cut was and stuff. But when it heals, you're going to see that scar, at least for the first little bit. You're going to see that scar because that scar is going to be there to remind you of something that you once did. Maybe you tripped over something that you didn't realize was there the first time. That'll teach you not to, maybe seeing that scar will teach you not to to trip over that again, to be more watchful of your feet whenever you go near a certain area. Whatever it is, a scar is there not to completely bash you or make you feel, oh, you can't do this. Why? Because you're an imperfect human being. We're all imperfect, okay? Not anybody in this world is perfect. That doesn't mean that we need to shut each other down because of the weaknesses that we have. That's not at all. We need to work at those weaknesses. We need to help other people reach those weaknesses, not tear them down because they're imperfect like we are. What's a pile of dirt calling another pile of dirt a pile of dirt? What does that make a difference in? They're not perfect, you're not perfect, I'm not perfect. What does that matter? Those scars are there for you to learn from, for you to turn back and say, you know what? I have a weakness in this area, or right there, right then in that moment, that's something I need to work on because I screwed up right there. Okay, work on it. But that doesn't mean that we once again, okay? I said that most people are good-hearted individuals, and I believe that. So, I think that a lot of times people are like, they're just being malicious. No, they just messed up. Give them a little room here. I can't stand it when people don't do that. And when people don't fess up to their mistakes either, that also annoys me too. That's all part of the growth process, is realizing you've made mistakes and that you need to work. So does everybody, okay? So this whole thing about unity and healing, we need to come together and we need to grow as a society, excuse me. Now, don't get me wrong about what I said earlier. Growing as an individual is a good thing too, but I'm talking more about how it's being talked about, how as a society, as a country, as a unit, we need to be more, we need to have more unity and healing. And I understand that. It needs to come down to your walk with God too. Let me transition here a little bit, if I may, into a coffee break. No, hold on. Let me transition here real quick into the biblical side of this unity and healing, the complete scriptural side of this. So this is what I call forgiveness. We talked about unity, we talked about healing. Now we're going to talk about forgiveness, because as we grow, we need a gracious God, and I do believe that we have one, a gracious God to be there to help us out as well. So 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Here's the thing. As Christians, and I speak as one myself, as Christians who are human beings, we tend to focus a lot on others' mistakes. We say, oh, brother so-and-so at church could really shape up on this, or he could really use some improvement on this, or, you know, he could be doing this better. What about you? Seriously, have you gotten it? Jesus talks about the Pharisees, and I'm not saying that every Christian out there is a Pharisee, but sometimes our human flesh can kind of step in the way of this. He was talking about how basically the Pharisees have like this beam coming out their eye, like, you know, like a support beam in a house. They have like this huge wooden beam coming out their eye, and they're like, oh, let me, and they see their friend's got a little piece of wood, like a splinter in their eye, barely noticeable, and they're like, let me pull that out for you. You know, that needs work. Let me pull that out. And he's like, you idiot. Take the stinking beam out of your own eye before you're over here like, oh, you need to get that little wood chip out of your eye. No, fix what you got wrong first, because I'm sure if you asked anybody else if you needed somebody something to work on, they would give you, they would tell you what you needed to work on. And, you know, if you want to know what you need to work on, like if you genuinely want to know, go to somebody you trust, go to your pastor, go to your ministry leader and ask them, hey, what do you think I could work on? What are my weaknesses? Ask the Lord to help you with that too. Ask God, because obviously God knows what your weaknesses are. Ask others around you, because chances are you're not going to be honest with yourself completely about what your weaknesses are, about what you need to work on, because it's almost justified just because you're doing it. And that's just human selfishness. Go to somebody else, get their opinion on that. somebody you trust, somebody that's godly, close to the Lord, and of course, ask God for that. But I say all that to say that if my people, you know, we as Christians, what I was saying with that is that we look out into the world and we say, look at the world. This is such a terrible place. I mean, look at all those bad people doing bad things, doing mean old things, you know? And is the world a bad place? It's not perfect. But when we have that view, then we kind of automatically put ourselves up on a pedestal. And when we do that, then we can't be helped. When we're too good for ourselves and we can't help ourselves, and in turn, we can't help anybody else. So if my people, God's talking here about us as Christians, coffee break four. If my people, which are called by my name, Christ, named Christians, okay, that's us, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I kind of mentioned earlier in passing, I referenced the verse that talks about if a man's ways please the Lord, then his enemies will be at peace with him. That's the thing. Are we seeking the Lord like we should? Are we having the relationship with God that we should be having? A lot of times we look out in the world and we're like, yes, this person up here, you know, especially in politics, we're like, that person up there is not doing that right. Well, if that politician looked at your life, would they be like, whoa, that's spotless? No. Just on a human level, we need to be working on things. What's the best way to be working on things? Self-improvement? Sure, we can do that, but getting closer to God. Because the closer that we get to God, the more that we're going to be like him. And the more that we're going to peaceably live together. You can kind of see here, in fact, you can definitely see here, you can see the unity and healing in this verse. Once we as Christians do our part to humble ourselves and pray as we should, that's a unity. We as God's people come together, we get closer to God ourselves, and that's when we get closer to other believers, we can have more peace with them. That's the unity, okay? So many times, especially in the church, we get so hung up over differences in our beliefs. We're like, I don't believe this, you know. The skirt on ladies needs to be 4 inches longer than what he believes, you know. And we get so caught up on that. Okay, who cares? Who cares? For real, we're all gonna see each other in heaven one day. We can have our differences in beliefs and still go and worship peacefully together. Okay, don't get so caught up over the nitty gritty that you overlook the bigger things. So coming together like that, that's our unity that we need to have. But even that basic unity is what we need to work on. And then once we come together like we should and we pray as individuals and once again together, we will receive God's favor and he will heal us. That's the healing right there. We're trying so hard to heal ourselves. You know, a lot of times people completely overlook God. Prayer is there for you. God is right there. He wants to help you. A lot of times, and I've talked about this before, a lot of times we neglect God's help. We think, oh, we can do that. I got this. I can do this. But we're missing the whole point. God wants to help you. And who better to help you than God? I mean, for real. I don't think we're doing it on purpose. I believe, like I said earlier, I believe people have good hearts. But still, we need to realize that God's right there ready to help us. He's the best help. He's the perfect help that we're looking for. I said this world is never going to be perfect, but God wants to help us, and he is perfect. He knows exactly what we need to do. I want you all to think about these things today. Unity and healing. What do they mean? Coming together and healing ourselves. But who's the one that could do the best healing? That's God. But how close are we to him to get that healing? That's where we need to work. We need to work towards our relationship with God. And then, after that, then we can start working towards becoming better as a society. Not shutting other people down because of what they believe. Simply living together in God's grace. I think that it's important to do the right and to condemn the wrong. But if we want to come together and be more unified and definitely be healed by God, then it's important that we seek him. It's important that we seek him, and when we seek him as we should, we'll have healing we'll have unity and healing in society the way we should, so we can work more and more to make ourselves better and those around us. Thank you for coming and listening to the podcast today. I'm going to take my final coffee break here. Excuse me. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. If you think anybody at all could use this, then go ahead and hit the share button down below. You can find this on YouTube as a full episode if you prefer. And we're also available on any of your choice platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please do give me a 5-star review. That would be great. I would greatly appreciate that. And leave a review telling what you think about the episode. If you would do that, that would be so kind. I would, once again, greatly appreciate that. Share it with a friend that you think could use this. And that's about it. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see y'all next time. Goodbye.